This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Question, do you care? We got a bunch of topics here that we couldn't quite fit into any other part of the show today, and we'll ask if you care about them or you don't care about them. Let's go ahead and start with the UNLV kid. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, the quarterback of the UNLV Running Rebels they're off to a great start, by the way, undefeated start, and their quarterback, Matthew Sluka, has announced his decision to sit out the rest of the season with an off-field dispute that has now got everybody all in a tizzy, and everybody questioning and getting angry about this whole NIL world that we're living in right now with college athletics. Sluka posted on Twitter, "I have decided to utilize my redshirt year and will not be playing any additional games this season." He is redshirting over certain representations made to him not being upheld. According to the NCAA, a player can redshirt a season if they have played four or fewer games to give them an extra year of eligibility. He said, "I committed to UNLV based on certain representations that were made to me." Representations. "They were not upheld after I enrolled. Despite discussions, it was clear those commitments would not be fulfilled in the future. I wish my teammates best of luck and hope for the continued success of the program." Do you care?
I absolutely care. First of all, he's right. You know, by all reports now, he was told he was going to get $100,000. So just so everybody's aware, this was the Holy Cross quarterback last year. He was a star at Holy Cross, played 4 years, transfers via the portal, gets promised $100,000, even has representation, although probably questionable representation if they didn't get it in writing or proof of funds or whatever the hell you want to call it. But, you know, he was going to waste away and not get his money. And this is the dirty underbelly of what's a growing issue in college sports. And I think this is going to be more and more of a problem because we've seen these before, but it never was so dramatic. Remember that kid that was supposed to go to Florida for like $13 million over 4 years? And then the school was like, "Yeah, see, that money's not here anymore." And he ended up backing out because it was in the offseason.
Who was this?
There was a cornerback. He was going to go to the University of Florida for $13 million. Okay. They backed out.
I don't remember the story, but okay.
And the collective didn't have the money, blah, 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 whatever. But it was in the offseason. Now these promises are going to get broken in season. It's affecting rosters. This is like, I mean, we barely see this in the pros. Yeah, Hassan Reddick is not playing for the Jets, but they're few and far between.
Right.
And you almost never see it where a guy plays and then walks away midseason. This is the ugly side of all of this, and I don't know where it ends, but I'm on the kid's side. Unlike Jones, who was ripping the kid for abandoning his team, like, he was told he was going to get paid $100,000 and they're not paying him. What's he supposed to do?
One of the assistant coaches said that and then was like, actually, sorry. And then when he makes a big stink about it, UNLV comes out and says, "Matthew Sluka's representatives made demands upon the university and its NIL collective to continue playing. We interpreted these demands as a violation of NCAA pay-for-play rules as well as Nevada state law. And UNLV does not engage in such activity. Gambling is illegal at Bushwood, sir, and I never slice. Nor does it respond to implied threats. UNLV honored all previously agreed upon scholarships for Matthew Sluka." I am 100% on the kid's side, too. I think that in general, this whole thing has been a ridiculous prior to the NIL stuff being even legalized. Kids got exploited and taken advantage of for generations, really, if we're being serious here, while these schools raked in all the money. And clearly someone, it seems like, on this coaching staff promised them.
And lesson here,
we'll do
this. Get it in writing.
Exactly. You got to
always get it in writing.
All right.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Episode 3 of Aaron Hernandez, American Sports Story on FX, aired last night. Did you watch it, and do you care?
I do care. I didn't watch it. It's past my bedtime. Only episode 3? We're down to one a week now?
Yes.
Oh.
It was two in the first week because it was the debut.
Oh,
but yeah, now
perfect.
It's, now
so
it's
I can
one
bang
week.
That. I actually may have watched it if I had known it wasn't two episodes last night.
Oh, right.
10
okay.
o'clock's right around my cutoff time where it's like, oh, I'm going to bed. I don't really want to start something new. I absolutely care. Give me a quick synopsis to make me care more when I go home to my Hulu tonight.
Okay, so it's a national championship. Everybody's riding high. Everything's all very good. Urban Meyer's starting to have health problems because the team's stressing him out so much. He has this big panic attack. Aaron Hernandez goes back to Connecticut. First, Tim Tebow puts him on the righteous path. He goes to church with Tim
Ooh,
Tebow.
He found God?
Tebow gets him into God. He stops drinking. He stops looking at gay porn. He's doing all, you know, he gives all that up, which is was seen in the show. I'm not just saying that. And then he goes back home to Connecticut, sees all his friends. Start smoking weed again, sees his old quarterback there in the car. They're doing stuff, you know, like it was that whole thing. So he, I don't know, I guess he relied.
The life dragged him back.
It got him back, and then he goes back out to Florida. He's getting high. They get him a Wizinate. I'm giving away the whole show, but basically it's the next step in that. And the lead up to him getting drafted, which hasn't happened yet. We haven't seen Bill Belichick, played by Seymour Butts or whatever his name was. We haven't seen that guy yet, but I know that that's probably coming in the next episode.
Yeah. Interesting side note to this. I do care, but listening to the Billy O'Brien podcast, Games with Names, with Julian Edelman, he said unequivocally Gronk is the greatest tight end ever, and he believes that Gronk and Hernandez may just have been the greatest tight end duo in the history of football.
And I
was like, whoa.
I think that's probably true.
Now, he coached him. He's biased. Like, there's a little thing there.
Also, I don't know who I'd put as the number one duo tight ends anyways.
I think they're probably the number one duo.
That's
but
Andy
still
Hart
think,
rule. If
I
you say
think...
something's the greatest of all time, you got to tell me who they replaced. I don't know who the best tight end tandem is of all
I'm
time.
Not sure, but I still think Gonzalez over Gronk. I still have him over Gronk.
If Gonzalez was a tight end, I'd take him, but he's a
big
wide receiver.
Was a tight end.
Wide
and,
receiver.
Okay. What position did he play?
Big wide receiver. Hey, you can put any label on it you want. Jimmy Graham.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things, like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Sam had to fight against this because of people like you. They just believe the label. He's like, wait a minute, I line up wide 87% of the time. I'm not a tight end.
Gonzalez didn't line up wide 87% of the time. He played in the 90s, all right? So, I mean, he wasn't doing
wide.
All that. He lined up wide sometimes. Lined up in the slot a lot.
Lined
up on the end and blocked, by the way, for Priest Holmes and Jamal Charles, which no one ever gives him credit for because of that one Pro Bowl where he didn't block somebody on a kickoff, which who the hell cares at the Pro Bowl?
Why are you a Gronk hater?
I'm not a Gronk hater. Feels I just think Gonzalez should get much more credit because he did all that with Brody Croyle and Trent Green and admittedly Matt Ryan at the end, but never with Tom Brady for his entire career. Come on. Gronk had Brady his whole career. You telling me Gonzalez had that, he wouldn't have better numbers? He definitely would. Definitely would.
I don't know.
And they'd be much better.
If he played the position in a physical sense like a real tight end does, he would have had a shorter career. Gronk put his career and his body on the line for the betterment of the team.
Gonzalez was still better, though. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We're going to take a quick break here. Oh, no, wait, no. We have one more. Do you care?
I don't care.
Rowdy Tellez DFA'd before getting a bonus.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Not cool. He had four at-bats to go before collecting like $600,000, and the Pirates DFA him. About the least cool thing you could possibly do. Give the guy a break, Pittsburgh. What are you spending that money on anyway? It's not that much. And Rowdy Tellez, I like guys named Rowdy. I think that's cool. Rowdy Roddy Piper, love Rowdy. Rest in peace, by the way. And Rowdy Tellez are the only two I can think of right now, but I like them both.
I also think that's one of those things where people say, that's why you're the Pirates. That's why you're Pittsburgh. That's why you're a minor league team playing in the major leagues or whatever. Like, be a first-class organization. Four games? Was it three games or four games?
I think it was four games or maybe even like four at bats. Something. It was something
it's
very.
It's a tiny number.
It was, yeah, maybe one game.
That's a
worth
dink
of at
move.
Bats. Very,
That's
very much
dink
so.
Move.
Belichick used to do that. He used to do that with guys who were one.
Not always. He actually would do the other thing.
Well, sometimes he did.
He paid off things that guys didn't reach. They
sometimes
weren't huge
bench
numbers.
Guys when they had like one more catch to go before they whatever. But yeah,
who?
Either way.
Who? Who's the example?
I'm trying to think. I remember it happening.
Because I can tell you,
happened.
He put Deion Branch back in a blowout game to try to get him 1,000 yards. And he actually caught it, and there was a penalty. Didn't count. And then he's like, this is stupid. I'm not going to keep
I should have looked this up before I brought it up, but I will find the
You're
name.
You're besmirching the name of the great Bill Belichick?
Yes, I am. All right, one more.
Yeah, who cares?
Okay, so the Boston Celtics have two diva players with two new diva shoes. Jason Tatum's new Nike Jordans are out. If we could look over here on Twitch, those are the Tatums on the left. And on the right are Jaylen Brown's new shoes, which he has released through his own new company. He's basically like LeVar Ball with the baller
yep.
shoes is what's going on here. And I believe it's the 741s.
Yes.
And Jaylen Brown's numerology. Really into like numerology, which I know. So I've known some people in my life who were very into numerology, and they were way out there, man. Like they were wow, like
okay, this doesn't need
like another planet. So I'm just when I hear numerology, I immediately think of like the weirdest people I know, and that's what this whole shoe thing is about. So that's all. I mean, I just
but let's stick
I'm not
to the
it's
shoe.
Bad. I just think it's weird. Anyway, what do you think of these two shoes? Do you care about these shoes?
I do care about them. I think it's interesting that Jaylen Brown is now a competitor to Nike
right.
and a competitor to Jordan. His buddy, they both have their own shoes, and I want to see the Jaylen Brown one. I kind of like the Jaylen Brown one, but I want to see it in a different colorway or whatever the kids call it, like different colors. The black and the gold I don't love. If you give me, I don't know, I don't even know what I would want, blue with some orange or mm-hmm. something else, I might like that shoe. Now, I will be interested to see, is it popular? Does it hold up? I don't even know what it costs. Like, what is the price? Remember the Balls wanted to sell shoes for like $500 bucks.
Yeah.
So all
they were so bad too. They were.
But
bad
there's
shoes.
Also some guys go the other way.
Mm-hmm.
There's been players that have done their own shoe and then try to sell it through like
right.
Kmart at $80.
Shaq did that, I think.
Yeah.
Or like
so,
Elijah White. Yeah, guys did that.
I would
yeah.
like to see that be the tactic that Jaylen Brown takes. But if you make me just pick either one of those shoes right there, the colors we just saw, I'm taking my guy JB's.
Let's see him again. Can we pop them back up on the screen, please? These, if you're watching on Twitch, twitch.com, WEEI. I like the Jason Tatum shoes.
So do I.
I think those are nice-looking shoes. I
no.
do.
I might
I'd
like
wear,
those,
I'd wear
too.
Those. I'd wear those more than I'd wear the Jaylen Brown ones.
The one thing I like about the Tatum shoes
I like them both,
historically
of,
is they've had a ton of different colors. Over
yeah.
the last couple of years, the models have come out in probably 40 different color schemes, so I like that.
There was a time where it seemed like everybody on the Celtics was wearing pink shoes. Right?
Well, pink
so, like,
was in
like
for
2 years ago.
Yeah,
everybody
yeah.
had these like very fluorescent neon pink shoes. I'm glad they're moving away from that, but I do like the Tatum shoes.
What's wrong
shoes.
With pink?
I just don't. I don't know.
You like flowers or whatever the hell this
they're
is?
They're not manly enough for our character.
Not manly yeah. enough. Yeah, I need a manly shoe. Like that one right there. Like the. It kind of looks like he stepped in like radioactive sludge. You know, like that's kind of what it looks like. And I think that's a cool look. Anyway, that's Do You Care?
I do.
Here on a Wednesday. 617-779-7937.
I care.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you, Greg.
E from Brockton says, looks like crap.
Which one?
The, I don't know. Just shoe looks like crap.
Oh, and Monty Mac says, didn't Marbury make the cheap sneaker? Yeah,
yes.
the and ones. Those and
yes.
ones. I had a pair of those in high school, and they fell apart because they were cheap.
Well, that's my one. Remember when, what's his name? Why am I drawing a blank? The Pelicans superstar.
Zion Williamson.
Zion Williamson.
Remember when he came out of his Nikes? Well, that's Nike. You can get past that. If that happens to Jaylen Brown on like the first time he cuts this season, his
yeah.
shoe falls apart, there goes your 741 company.
It's true. Although Jaylen Brown did put on some weight. He's not quite to Zion yet, but yeah, I'd say.
Oh, cheap shot.
It's a possibility. What? Zion's
he's
a big,
jacked.
He's a big fella. That's all.
Zion's a little softer around the midsection.
Zion's, yeah.
JB is ripped. JB, do you see his arms?
Zion's been eating those beignets down the
Exactly. JB has just been like
oh, yeah.
eating weights.
I'm just saying, but you did, that's why the shoe exploded, because he put on weight and he's put on pounds of muscle, so it could possibly happen to him too. Anyway, 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Quick break. We'll continue with the Celtics conversation next hour.